Sting is having a birthday today.
Sting.
The great Sting is having a birthday today.
What's his real name?
Pardon me?
What's his real name?
Would you like me to tell you what that is?
Yes, please.
Oh, and if this was my name, I'd call myself Sting too, because it's much sexier than Gordon Sumner.
Right.
Gordo. Our man Gordo is a very, very good singer and musician, starting with the Police, of course, then going solo, doing his thing. He's having a birthday today, Gordo. All right, I'm not calling Sting. How old, Rammer? Now, this is you. I'm going to you first because you're the best at this game. Now, Craig Gabriel is going to be on the line too, so he'll be in no doubt with his international experience.
Well, Craig knows him very well.
He'd know him because Sting's a big tennis fan, of course. So Craig would be hanging out with him, probably playing a little bit of social club action with him on the
Sting,
World Tennis
Sting
Circuit.
Played at Craig's 40th birthday.
He would have.
At a soiree.
At that stage, he was just Gordo, but the Sting ended up being
I
him.
Don't think so.
How old, Rama, is our good man Gordo?
Well, I reckon the Police were around, I'm going to say late 70s, 80s. So, okay, 40-odd years. I'm going to say,
pace, please.
Hey, let me work this through.
It's an instinctive choice.
No, it's not. You need to work through it in your head. So I'm going to say he's about 71.
Righto, 71 for Rama. Whitey, how old is Gordo?
68.
68 for Whitey. Let's bring our tennis correspondent / social media celebrity paparazzi man, Craig Gabriel, who's covering the French Open for us, into the conversation. Good morning, Craig.
Every breath you take, every move you make, I'll be watching you.
Now, I'm surprised you didn't get a backing vocal gig with your man Gordo in the back of
that. That was falsetto.
That was beautiful.
He's 69.
Oh, you've done it again. Are you mates?
In all seriousness, yes, we are. I'll tell you, it's a backstory. the first time I met him, it was in Melbourne. And you remember where the Hilton on the Park is?
Yep.
Near the MCG?
Yep.
Well, yep. I was in Melbourne working on an exhibition event between John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg. And the Police were performing in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And he was staying at the Hilton on the Park because I was waiting for Johnny Mac. I was in the lobby sitting on, they had a circular couch over there. And I saw these, you know, girls coming up and asking somebody and sitting about two down from me for pictures and autographs. I didn't think much of it. And I looked around and it was Sting. So we struck up a conversation, and that was the first time, and invited him to the tennis. And Trudy, he wasn't married to Trudy at that time, but they've been out to Wimbledon, and then Peter Sommer is very good friends of the tournament director in Shanghai. So he comes out to Shanghai every year. He's a great photographer. So I'm giving you all the background here. And he does jam sessions at the tennis tournament. He stays in the same hotel and we chat and all that. So there you go. But Every Breath You Take is by far my all-time favorite song.
Well, that's you sang it beautifully. You did a great justice before. Well, happy birthday to Sting, who, of course, is, as you rightly say, Craig, you're a good mate, 69 years of age today. Now, Novak Djokovic is not 69. He's much younger than that, and he's dominating proceedings at the moment. How's he looking in your eye?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, today was straightforward against Ricardas Berankis of Lithuania. It was 6-1, 6-2, 6-2. And, you know, the point that I'm making is that this is the second time they've played at the majors. The first time was 7 years ago at the U.S. Open, and the scoreline was exactly the same. Berankis has only got five games of Novak on the two occasions that they've played at the majors.
Hasn't looking pretty good.
Much.
I had that man Mark Pullman's go.
Mark lost. But he put in a good effort, a really big effort. He was playing somebody who's a clay courter, Christian Garin from Chile, and it was four sets. Mark actually got the first set, 7-6. He went up 3-love, 3-1 in the first set. Then it got tight a bit, but he closed out that first set in the tiebreak, and then he even had an opportunity to go up 2-1. But I think experience got the better of him. He's still very new at this level of the sport, playing majors, playing the really big tournaments. But it's good experience. I mean, it's something that he's going to learn from. And while disappointed, he's also taking a lot of positives away from this experience.
Yeah, that third set tiebreaker, if it had gone the other way, you never know, he would have had led 2-1. I'm very interested in Ostapenko, who defeated the number two seed, your girl, Karolina Pliskova. More so about not just the win, but this is a girl that has won the French Open and kind of went into the wilderness there for a couple of years. Is she back, do you think?
Oh, look, it looks like coming back, but I tell you what, it's a bad day at in the Pliskova household because both sisters lost. They're twins, and they both lost. But as far as Ostapenko is concerned, maybe. Maybe it is a bit of a turnaround. To see her play like she has played at this French Open, I think has been very encouraging. So quite possibly. I mean, she dropped to her lowest ranking after winning the French Open in 2017, she dropped down to 83. So having been inside the top 10 quite consistently. So maybe now she's understanding what has to be done. She's still obviously very young still because she was only 20 when she won the French Open. And we'll see.
Any other big news overnight, Craig?
Sofia Kenin went three sets, but she won. Stefanos Tsitsipas, who I call the thinking person's tennis player, he won in straight sets. Another upset, Denis Shapovalov lost 8-6 in the fifth set to Roberto Caballas Baena of Fancy. And Garbine Muguruza, she advanced. Matteo Berrettini was the last player to get through today. They're finishing pretty late. And Grigor Dimitrov, who's very popular. Petra Kvitova, who I also really like very much. So those are some of the results from today, on players getting through.
So, Craig, we've completed, obviously, two rounds now of the tournament. First, are you seeing any trends? And what are you expecting now moving, obviously, into the second week? We won't talk to you now until Monday morning. Is it going to be upsets? Is it going to be business as usual on the men's side? The women's side, there's always some sort of upsets. But are you seeing any trends that we can look for over the weekend?
We've actually seen a lot of upsets through the whole tournament. And I think what it is because the conditions are so different to what they would normally expect at the French Open. The balls are different. They become heavier. The atmosphere is heavier, so everything is slowed up. But I think you'll start seeing the cream rising to the top again. And some of those players that have scored upsets, they're going to be running into the bigger names now, and I think things will change. That's what I'm thinking at this stage. But, Djokovic is coming up against a guy named Daniel Galan of Colombia. Never heard of him. Djokovic doesn't even know what he looks like. So, we're seeing a bit of that. But, the likes of Team Djokovic, Nadal, you're going to see, I believe, you're going to see them at the end of the tournament, the last few days. Stan Wawrinka, another one. I think he's quite happy with the conditions. Diego Schwartzman, who loves the clay. So that's what I think we will start to see, certainly on the men's side. And I think also Simona Halep will start to produce even more convincing results with this French Open. She's going to be coming up against Amanda Anisimova, who beat her at the French last year when Simona was defending champion.
Well, it's going to be a good weekend of tennis in the men's and the women's, I reckon, Craig, and we'll look forward to catching up with you on Monday to go through it all. I appreciate that and send Sting our best.
I will do that. Yeah, I've got a WhatsApp phone call in with him later today.
I'm not surprised. Make it a video call. See him. See his face.
See you.